Proverbs for the day, January the 26th. Proverbs 26, verse 1. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Excuse me one moment. There we go. Okay. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Now, the Bible teaches us, and in so teaching us, it also educates us as to how God talks, but also how to be educated in our own language, the English language here, the King James Bible. As snow in summer, as rain in harvest. Well, let's stop for a minute. If you happen to be a city person, let's slow down enough and get hold of this. Snow in summer. Now, snow in your summer in the southern hemisphere wouldn't be abnormal because that's their winter. It's a little play there, okay, on geography. But you know that snow in summer is not, it's just not normal. And more than that, it's not seemly. It's not a good thing. Let's take rain in harvest. Now, perhaps you've never harvested anything. But if you've ever been around anything where things are harvested, if you cut the hay or you cut the grain, the last thing you want to have is for the rain to come while it's on the ground. The last thing you want, let's take away all the mechanical things of today. Let's take it to where you would in the early days of man's history, they would take a scythe and by hand they would cut down those fields. You know what's amazing to me is people act like mankind lived in a cave and all that. Before they found out how to get out and create a wheel. Oh, no. Man is lower today than he's ever been. You think of some machine going out there and doing that. God gave man that ability. God communicated that to somebody and said, I'm going to be a little bit gracious to you and I'm going to test your pride. Well, man, I've seen fellas, a group of men take down a whole field with nothing but machetes. And I mean, cut it so close to the ground, you'd swear you had a mechanical device out there. It would be so level and so smooth, and they would harvest it. But the idea is this, as snow in summer, as rain in harvest, well, they're not fitting. They don't fit. They're out of place. It wouldn't be the right thing to do. It's unseemly. So honor is not seemly for a fool. Now, if you give honor to someone the Bible calls a fool, that's like having snow in summer and rain in harvest. It's out of place. It ain't right. For example, think about this. We looked earlier this month at Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. They're a fool. If you're not wise, you're a fool. Okay? Look at our chapter here today. Chapter 26. Verse 1 says, a fool. Look at verse 3. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Verse 4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Verse 5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Verse 6. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool, cut off all the feet, and drinketh damage. Verse 7. The legs of the lame are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. But verse 8, as he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. Verse 9, as a thorn goeth up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. Verse 10, the great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors. Verse 11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Verse 12, seest thou why a man wise in his own conceit, there is more hope of a fool than of him. Now that's just down through 12 verses in that chapter. So you understand that if you give honor, if you show respect to a fool, it's not right. But it's also more than that, it's unseemly, it doesn't fit, it's not fitting. Let's take some of the people that the world and even Christians today, professing Christians, lift up, whether it be in sports or in business, whether it be in, of course, nowadays, it's way beyond what
the old timers preach against when it's about the theater. Some of you watch things in your own home that you would not dream of partaking of or letting someone else, and you just sit there stunned at it or numb to it, and you know in your heart that those people have to be fools, or they're portraying fools, and it's not seemly. And so for a Christian to give honor to someone like that, that returns to their folly, verse 11, that's like a dog returned to his vomit, that is wise in their own conceit, there's more hope of a fool than of them. And the Bible gives us so many statements. The world gives honor to those the Lord says are fools. Okay? And what God calls wise, the world calls a fool. And what God calls a fool, the world calls wise. And we really do need to return to the time and to return to the days and return to the practice of not giving honor unto someone the Bible would classify as a fool. For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. So let us remind ourselves, okay? Let us remind ourselves that we should not give honor unto a fool. We shouldn't honor them. We shouldn't speak highly of them. Now realize you don't want to have to go around and rail on people. If you rail on every fool, that's all you'd have time to do is rail, because the number of famous practicing fools has increased manyfold, exponentially, as they say, lately. He says in 2 Corinthians 11:16, I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast a little myself. He said, don't think of me as a fool. See, even the Apostle Paul said, it's not good for a child of God to act or live like or be a fool. Okay? In 2 Corinthians, when he's having to remind them of his position with them, they were looking at him like he's some kind of fool. And yet they were honoring, listen, they were honoring the real fools, the fools of this world. Let us never forget that. And it's important. And so we don't want to honor as snow in summer and as rain in harvest. So honor is not seemly for a fool. And so let us who are believers, okay, let us who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us not fall into the trap that this world is doing. That they're using some other measuring stick. They're using some other criteria than what God would have us use. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that others the slander is a fool. Proverbs 10 verse 18. When it comes to conduct of ministry, especially behind closed doors, or especially over on the sidebar, okay, we should not give honor to men who practice those kind of things, or women that hide hatred with a lying lips and utter the slander. We shouldn't do it. Now, there's not time to go through everything. There are so many of them just here in the book of Proverbs alone. My point is, as you read it, as you study it, the thing that we should do is we should mark it. And we should understand that the one thing we should refrain from doing is giving honor unto someone that the Bible says is a fool. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool.